Now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room chat here tonight on KNZA, presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Pleased to be joined now by David Boucher, Royal Valley girls basketball coach. I know, Coach, we were talking about it a little bit before we popped on here. It's been a tough little stretch, three straight losses, two recent games against Silver Lake and Jefferson West. You know, you go 5-5 in the Big East this year. We've talked about the competitive nature from top to bottom. You know, it was great last year. I think it even took a little bit of a step up this year on the girls' side in terms of just how competitive this league was. You know, being able to go 500 in this league and even being competitive in some of those losses in league play, I just think it just says a lot about, you know, how good your team can be from time to time, but also just how good the league is once again here in 25-26.
Oh, yeah, it's the best league in the state of Kansas, no doubt. And you know, I think our records, you know, it don't show that all the time because we beat each other up. Like you were saying, like it's so competitive and anybody can win on any given night. And I think being 500 in the league and being I think we're fifth or sixth in the league right now. After last night, I think we're sixth. But I think we're, you know, we're just, you know, it's super proud of where the girls came from. You know, early in the year, I don't think we thought. I don't know if we thought we could be as good as we are, but the coaches saw it in practice. We just had to put it on the floor and being competitive and win, you know, and giving us a chance. Every game we had a chance and to be successful. And I think that's a tribute to how hard our girls have worked. But yeah, the league is tough. A lot of good coaches, a lot of good teams. And I personally think we have five of the top 10 teams in the state of Kansas, but our records don't allow us to do that to get the rankings, but that's it.
You guys get two more games here against league opponents, you know, tune up, so to speak. You know, you get Perry LeCompton at home Friday. You turn around, play Holton on Monday. So game against Holton on Monday, more certainly just more like a tune-up game to kind of get you set, you know, for the playoffs, which begin later on next week. But, and again, looking at Substate, seems to be like your spot is locked up in terms of where you guys are going to end up. So who knows if that Perry game really has any effect on the standings there. But senior night at home, Perry LeCompton, just like the boys squad with Tristan Murata, you got one senior on your roster, Kibo Throssell, chance to maybe honor her on Friday night before you guys tip it up with Perry LeCompton.
Yeah, Kibo's been a steady voice for our program for 4 years, comes in and works extremely hard and has gotten so much, you know, more improved, especially on the defensive end, you know, but she shares the ball well. 24 assists, active on, you know, on defense, and almost 70 rebounds for a guard is solid. You know, and she can play the point a little bit and play an off guard, so she's very diverse there. But yeah, just, you know, the main thing about Kiba, though, is that she smiles and she has fun and she lifts up the team. You know, she doesn't degrade anyone and she leads the right way, and she's going to be successful in life, and it's going to be fun to watch her, you know, go on and do things and with her career. But it's been such a pleasure to coach her and teach her over the last 4 years.
Coach, two games, as we mentioned, starting with Perry LeCompton Friday at home, at Holton on Monday to wrap things up in the regular season. Again, tough stretch here, three straight losses, trying to bounce back. Your last win, actually, against Perry LeCompton a couple of weeks ago. What are you hoping to see? What needs to turn around? What needs to improve as we get to these final two games before the playoffs start next week?
We've gone through a stretch here. We played some really good teams. I mean, obviously, Silver Lake's number one team in the league, number one team in the state of Kansas. Rossville, even though they've had some injuries and they've kind of slipped and slid around, I mean, I think they can go and maybe even win a state championship in 2A. Jeff West has been up and down all year, but they've got so many diverse scores. But the main thing that we can control is we have got to block out better. We can't allow 20 offensive rebounds, which is what we did last night. That game was closer. It was a 12-point game at one time with about 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So when you give up that many second-chance points, I think we gave up 17 second-chance points, that's a big deal. You know, it could have been a 5-point game, let's say. You know, you can't take away all their second chance points, but you know, if we just block out a little bit better, that would help a lot. And then we gave up too many points in transition because of bad turnovers. And so if we can control those two things, we'd be a lot better off.
There it is. David Boucher, Royal Valley Girls basketball coach. We always appreciate it. Wrapping up the regular season, a game on Friday. Senior night at home against Perry LeCompton. Turn around a kind of tune-up game Monday against Holton. And then again, we're getting right into the playoffs starting next week. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll do it one more time next week before the postseason gets started.
I think, sir.